Welcome to Gospel Tangents. I'm your host, Rick Bennett. Please consider donating or purchasing a transcript by going to our website, gospeltangents.com/shop. You'll help support other documentaries and podcasts such as this. Faithful LDS church members were once sealed to church leaders until about the 1890s when President Wilford Woodruff put a stop to the practice. This was known as the law of adoption. BYU professor Dr. Richard Bennett will talk to us and tell us about the theological justifications and why church members felt the need to be sealed to church leaders. Let's listen to our conversation.
Because as I understand it, in the 1840s especially, a lot of people joined the church and their families were very opposed to their baptism in the Mormon church. And so a lot of people felt like, well, they're not going to accept the God. You know, the same spirit which exists now it's going to be in the next world. And so I don't want to risk being sealed to somebody who's antagonistic to the gospel. And so I want to be sealed to Joseph or Brigham.
And how unpopular the church was. They knew that from their families, that they were ridden out of town over this, and their families turned them out of doors. And they don't have a hope in heaven of ever joining this church. I mean, you know. You mean to tell me that when they die that we not only do baptisms for the dead, but that they're going to have a whole turn of heart? I mean, a whole disposition change to receive all of this? And it took a while for us to reach that point. It's one of these progressive doctrines, right? I don't think you can talk about the law of adoption without understanding the development of the doctrine of the spirit world, mm-hmm. and the doctrine of the gospel being taught in the spirit world, which really doesn't come to fruition in our doctrine and our history until Joseph Smith's great revelation, 1918, and what was going on in the spirit world. But it's a progressive doctrine about the souls of men and women that are living in the spirit world. Are they being reclaimed? Are they being taught the gospel? Are they being converted? Are they being forgiven? Are they receiving the fullness of the gospel there? Baptism for the dead opened that door to actually begin to do ordinances for the dead. But could we be sealed to our ancestors? Like we do today, we take it so for granted, just being sealed to your ancestors. Well, if they're not receiving the gospel, we wouldn't want to take the risk of being sealed to them, because what's going to happen to us if they don't accept the gospel? Until it became clear that the fullness of the gospel was being taught to them, the deceased, and that they were receiving the fullness of the ordinances, better be on the safe side and be sealed to a living prophet or a deceased prophet, maybe like Joseph Smith, and we'll be sealed until we know more clearly what's going to happen. Let's be sealed to the prophetic priesthood lineage of the prophet Joseph, the priesthood claim, and therefore it's a done deal. Can I use that term? It's a safer way. Then we don't know what's happening to our ancestors. That's going to change as we learn better and more clearly, especially in 1877 with Wilford Woodruff, when he announces that from now on we're going to do endowments for the dead. See, we don't begin to do endowments for the dead until 1877. That's 40 years after Nauvoo, 30 years after Nauvoo. And the great significance of that is, you mean to tell me that they're receiving the fullness of priesthood blessings in their receiving their endowments there? It isn't just accepting the gospel, they're receiving the fullness of the gospel with all the priesthood blessings? Well, yes, that's what Wilford Woodruff manifests. He says they are. Therefore, we should be sealed to the priesthood that they hold, and not anymore to this other way of doing it, which was the roundabout safer way. Now we recognize the doctrine of the spirit world in reclamation and teaching the gospel. You see, you have to explore how that spirit world redemption doctrine reaches the point that now we can do endowments for the dead.
Well, and so it sounds to me, because you're going right where I wanted to go with Wilford Woodruff and St. George. So, I mean, tell me if this is correct understanding. So in Nauvoo, you had people who were worried their parents weren't going to be sealed or weren't going to accept the church, and so they didn't want to be sealed to them, so they tried to tie into a general authority line.
Yeah, that's what happened.
And then as we came west, St. George was the first temple completed here in Utah. So Wilford Woodruff was the first St. George Temple president. So as he's taking over as president, the thought process kind of changed. And I don't know if it was Wilford Woodruff who said this, but somehow we changed the mindset from, I'm not sure if they're going to convert, to, you know what, everybody's going to accept the gospel in the next world. Is that a correct portrayal of what happened?
I don't think it was ever understood that everyone would accept it. They all have their agency. But everyone would have the opportunity to accept it. Not acceptance isn't the right word. Acceptance is just opening the door to actually living it. There would have to be the same ordinances and the same change of heart that would occur in the spirit world existence as it did here. It would have to be repentance and the whole process of salvation in that situation. So acceptance is just part of it. It's actually undergoing this mighty change in their lives, in their spirit world existence, which we came to understand fully, more fully at least, in 1918 with Joseph F. Smith and his great vision of the dead.
So how long, I guess, did that continue happening in St. George?
Wilford Woodruff signals the end of it, to begin to end it, as early as 1877, but he wasn't president of the church until much later. When his revelation of 1893-1894 ends it, when he says we will no longer do such adoptions in the temples, and he instructs the temple presidents, the four temple presidents at that time, Salt Lake, Manti, St. George, and Logan, to desist from any more adoptions. And so it ends then in 1893-94 with the statement from President Wilford Woodruff. It never sat well with him. The whole idea wasn't quite clear. And especially after they begin to do endowments for the dead, he recognizes, oh no, we're not going to do this anymore. It's with our families. So, but during its heyday, I don't know how many hundreds of people were sealed to Joseph Smith, in that form of the law of adoption. And to Brigham Young and Willard Richards and John Taylor and many of the general authorities.
So, and as I understand it, John D. Lee was sealed to Brigham Young as a son, right?
Yeah,
even though he was older. Wasn't he older than Brigham Young?
That didn't make any difference. It was a spiritual adoption, in return in which they would do physical things for the family to help. It had a social aspect to it. In fact, much of the 1847 migrations, and 48 migrations too, of the saints, are built around this concept of tribal families. Brigham Young's family with all of his real children and adopted spiritually, all with him and Willard Richards and Heber C. Kimball, and they're going up by family.
Is this kind of like the 12 tribes of Israel kind of a thing, or is it different than that?
Not so much the 12 tribes, but they were by adopted family. So it has a role for a while.
I hope you enjoyed our discussion about the law of adoption. In our next discussion, we'll talk about Ouija boards and spiritualism. Did those have an impact on the LDS endowment?
Spiritualism, the practice of communing with the dead, adulterated today by Ouija boards and things like this, and telekinesis and paranormal. But spiritualism is well known in American history as flowering after the Civil War, with so many dead and lost.
Click here to subscribe, click here for a transcript, and over here you'll see some other videos that we've done here on YouTube. We hope you'll use this as a valuable resource to learn more about Mormon history.